Catching up with Jason at Woodland Firearms in Berriga. Appreciate giving us a little time today, Jason.
Yeah, good to be here, Adam.
So I want to start out talking ice fishing, and I'm going to assume the answer to this is not quite yet, but what's the situation? Any ice at the head of the bay there in Keweenaw Bay?
You know, this morning, guys were coming in saying that they're seeing some skim ice, and the waves are kind of pushing it up and piling it up on the shoreline. So it's starting. If it stays cold like this, I don't think it'll be too long.
Well, we are supposed to get a little bit of a warm-up into the 20s, but in the meantime, you know, these single-digit and below zero overnights have definitely got to be pushing things into overdrive. So a no on Keweenaw Bay. How about Huron Bay?
Huron Bay, I heard there is some ice out there. I don't know how safe it is. We got all that snow the other day, which probably didn't help much. But there is ice. I just don't know how safe.
All right, let's go to Chassel Bay, just north of you there.
There, I'm hearing that there is some ice out there. I don't know how far out or what, but I know one customer I seen he posted the other day, he got a pike out there. So they're out there. I just don't know exactly where the ice is or how good the conditions are. But it's coming. It's coming.
I usually hear about crappie in December if there's safe ice on Chassel Bay. So that's what I was hoping you were going to tell me.
Well, yeah, I just haven't heard anything. One of my customers posted yesterday, I think, that he got his first pike.
Okay.
So, out on Chassel. So, that was all I've seen. We got bait in and stuff, but it's been slow. We've had a few guys come in for some, and I'm waiting, you know, trying to get the report, but I'm just not hearing a whole lot.
Well, I am getting Berriga County reports from inland lake fishermen, you know, the standard reports for lakes that you hear about, and it sounds like it's been pretty good fishing, although I don't know what this deep freeze is going to do to the bite. I do know one thing, though. I think by this weekend you're going to see a lot more people feeling safer out on the ice, on the inland lakes anyway.
Right. Yeah, I heard the inland lakes are definitely frozen, but we got all that snow, and then you get slush, and, you know, it kind of screws the ice up for the whole year, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, if it stays cold, we should be good. I'm hoping after muzzle loading here, guys will put the guns away and break out the rods.
Well, that's what I want to go to next. I want to check in on black powder deer hunting season with you and talk a little bit later on in our next outdoor report if you'll give us a little more time.
Yeah, no problem.
Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berriga. We'll continue with this Berriga County, Houghton County report later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.